Danny's adrenaline was still coursing through her body as the bus eventually arrived at the stadium. Covered in crimson and large chunks of infected hung from the side of the bus and from the three spikes at the front as it chugged to a stop. It died just shy of the stadium as the guts and blood clogged up the engine, causing it to sputter to a stop. Thick black smoke erupted from underneath the bonnet, and the engine squealed like a dying pig. The sound of the horde filled the air as the shuffling wave came closer, engulfing everything in their path. The group could see the first few scabbies inch closer.
Fuck. It's dead. It won't start. Looks like we're walking from here.
Great. Right. Get up. No.
All right. No need to push.
Shut it. Off the bus. Come along.
Right. Cal, come here, dude. Roach, where's Pete? He should be here.
He'll be okay. He'll get here.
I don't want to go in without him. We need the numbers. The three of us can't do it alone.
Danny, we can't hang around here. That horde is on its way. If it hits us while we're sitting here, we will be done for. Maybe he's already here waiting for us. I bet you 10 quid he's at that door waiting
for us.
That's
a pointless bet.
How?
What do I need 10 quid for? Money's useless.
You're such a dick.
I know you are. But what am I?
For God's sake.
The team jumped off the bus and started to make their way towards the stadium. Bodies of infected littered the ground, bullet holes in their head, splatters of blood on the ground around them. Julia went first, leading the way, holding onto the arm of Lily as she roughly pulled her along. Every now and again, Lily went to complain but thought better of it.
We found our way around this way. We climbed a bend and we got in.
You guys won't even make it through the doors before the snipers take you out.
Seriously, I am not going to tell you again. Shut it.
Was it a secure way in?
Well, to be fair, that George guy did approach us the moment we went in that door.
Aye. Well, he's not here to stop us now.
Sorry. Aye. Since when did you start speaking Scottish?
I've picked up a few phrases along the way.
Aye. Okay. Right this way.
Julia led them around the side of the building towards the area they entered. A few lone infected shuffled around the door, but Julia dispatched them with ease. There was a temptation to push Lily into the arms of one to be done with her, but unfortunately, they needed her. They reached the large green bin which had been pushed against the wall, what felt like a lifetime ago. Julia stared for a moment at it. The thoughts of the event which followed their first visit danced in her mind like a sickening ballet. She tried to shake it out, but it was still played. The image of Richard slamming against the wall, his lifeless body slumping to the ground, and Tina's head nearly exploding. The guilt of leaving Jake behind with that monster. Thoughts she could not dwell on. They would eat her up if she allowed them. She swallowed them down and carried on towards the bin. A large streak of thick blood smeared up the wall, and bloodied handprints covered the bin. A wall as if someone had pretty bad injuries climbed the wall.
Oh, this is it, but that's new.
Didn't you come out this way?
No, I was thrown out of one of the doors. Right, who's first?
Roach, you better stay to help everyone up. She can go first.
She has a name!
I don't care. Move it.
A trail of blood continued along the balcony and stopped at the large double doors. The handle was covered in blood and handprints were wiped all over, as if someone was struggling with the door.
Something's not right.
You go first. Maybe they will do us a favour and kill you, so we don't have to.
As Lily pushed the door open, light from the floodlights exploded out of the door, blinding the group momentarily. Lily stepped through, followed by Julia, who had her hand against her neck, pushing her forward, then Danny, Cal, and finally Roach. As they stepped through, the air was filled with loud clicks and red lasers suddenly appeared through the darkness, and small red dots danced on their bodies like red fireflies. The light was blinding. But quickly, the group lifted their arms into the air. Danny had to tell Cal to do it too. He still held his stuffed Nessie in his hand. He didn't really know what was going on, but he knew he was scared, and he could sense so was Danny. Stalls and tents lay empty, and all of the people that Julia spoke of were nowhere to be seen. They slowly started to descend the stone steps towards the field, where three large shipping containers stood surrounded by floodlights, illuminating the surrounding areas. As they stepped out of the light, they saw him. Abbott. He was standing next to the containers, pointing a gun at someone's head. They were knelt on the ground. Blood covered their entire body. Their face was beaten beyond recognition, and their blonde hair was wet and bloodstained. He looked up, and Danny's heart stopped. She could have collapsed to the ground in a heap. A voice filled the stadium, bouncing off the stands and piercing straight into Danny's heart.
Nice of you to finally join us. Why don't you come down and join the reunion? It appears a member of your party arrived before you
Pete! Did. What have you done, you fucker?
Ah, that's close enough. Welcome to the party. Roach. Long time no see.
Abbott, what are you playing at?
Playing at? Me? Oh, excuse me. Your people came to me first. I was happily living with my community here, and then it was interrupted when four of your cronies broke in and demanded some of our
shit. Let him go. We will do the trade and we will go, leave you alone, but please don't hurt him.
Oh, I can't do that, I'm afraid. You see, once again, you and your people have come to my home, broken, and you have someone of ours held hostage. And besides, you killed one of my people. Something like that. Well, something like that can't go unpunished.
We didn't kill him. That would be the dead. The same dead that in about 10 minutes will be banging at the door and trying to get in. So I suggest we get this over and done with. Here's your little bitch. Now give us Pete and Jake and we'll be on our way before the dead come.
Oh! Hello! Julia, wasn't it? I didn't see you there. Now, you see, that's where the problem lies. You have one of mine. But I have two of yours. I hardly think that one person equates to two. So, what do you suggest? Perhaps I should kill one of you now, make it even, and then we can get on with our day.
Abbott, did you not listen to Julia? She said there is a horde of the dead outside those doors, ready to burst in here and destroy everything you have built here. We don't have time for this.
Yes, I heard her, Danny, but it seems that I'm the one with the gun to love a boy's head here. So I'm the one calling the shots.
A voice crackled through the radio attached to Abbott's hip. It sounded scared and panicked.
Holy fuck. Boss, they're coming.
For the first time ever, Danny saw fear in Abbott's eyes as he tried to come to terms with what the voice said. She could see that he was clamoring for an idea in his mind, but it seemed he could not come up with something. All of a sudden, his smarmy grin was plastered on his face again, as it seemed he had finally thought of something. He hoisted Pete to his feet, who winced in pain, but could not stand.
Okay, we'll do the exchange. I've had a think about it, and I suppose it is fair. Lily, for 1.5 of your people.
What do you mean?
Well, it turns out Pete isn't as good a soldier as he makes out.
Abbott ripped open Pete's shirt to reveal a large, deep bite mark. The skin had been ripped away to reveal throbbing muscle which too had been torn. Blood poured out as the shirt moved. Black veins surrounded the wound and it was bruised and red. Clearly, infection had started to take hold. Danny froze to the spot. An ice-cold chill gripped her body as everything went numb. The man she loved, she adored, the father of her unborn child, was going to die, and there was nothing she could do about it.
No!
Unlike me.
Shit.
No!
He can't cut that out.
Fuck!
So I'd say he hasn't got long. Steve! Bring out the other one.
It's okay, Danny. You need to... You gotta get out of here.
No!
Her face stung with tears as an anger like no other erupted from within her. Roach stood in front of Cal to try and stop him from seeing Pete the way he was. Cal didn't stop him. He caught a glimpse of Pete, and what he saw broke him. Pete was like a father to him, and he loved him like one too. He sobbed hard into Roach's leg, and Roach had to fight against every single fibre in his body to throw his arms around him and comfort him. The door to one of the shipping containers opened, and Jake shuffled out, being grabbed by a guard. He was topless, with bruises, cuts, and blood covering almost everywhere. His fingers were covered in thick, black blood and were missing fingernails. His arms were chained together, but when he approached, the guard undid the chains and thrust him towards Julia, who grabbed him, throwing her arms around him into a tight hug. Danny grabbed Lily and pushed her forward onto the field. She fell with a thump. She scrambled towards Abbott, who gestured her to get up and go. She obliged, scrambling to her feet, scuttling away like a rat who'd been swatted away with a broom. Abbott pushed Pete towards Roach, who took him in his arms, holding him up. A look of disgust and hatred was plastered on his face.
No, Pete. Look, I am sorry for what's happened to you. But I guess that's what you get for trying to be the hero all the time.
Fuck.
Are you okay?
I've been better, but I'll be okay. Can we please get out of here?
Yeah, we will. Just hold on a sec.
Before anyone knew what was happening, an explosion of rage went off inside Danny, and she removed her knife from its holster, and her face twisted in pure white-hot anger, and she lunged, charging for Abbott, grabbing him, thrusting her blade against his throat. A trickle of blood appeared and rolled down his neck onto the blade.
Danny, no!
Around her, the sound of guns cocking filled the air, and the red dots were trained on her and Abbott. They were lit up like a Christmas tree. Abbott put out his arms to say it was okay for people to stand down.
Give me one fucking reason to not spill your blood right now, you fucking prick! One fucking reason!
Danny! You have every right to be upset and angry, but this isn't my fault! This is his! And besides, do you really want your little brother to see you slit an old man's throat?
I will kill you!
The voice crackled through the radio again. This time, it was even more panicked than before.
Oh my god, they're at the gates! Oh, fuck this, Abbott!
Suddenly, there was an incredibly loud banging on the doors into the stadium, and the air was filled with the familiar sound of groaning and growling from the dead as they clawed, banged, and battered at the doors, desperate to get in. Danny looked up towards the door, the knife still held against Abbott's throat. Roach, Julia, Jake, Cal, and Pete turned towards the door, but Pete hung his head.
Well, I'll hand it to you. That's not a bad plan, bringing the dead here. But there is just one little flaw. How the hell are you gonna get out?
Danny, we need to go.
Shut up, Roach!
Listen to the big un, Danny. You should go before it's too late.
Danny, come on, seriously. Everyone, shut
Danny, up. Babe, go. Just take Cal. And go.
Pete, please.
All right, enough of this.
Two guards lunged forward, grabbing Danny and knocking her knife away from her, threw her hard onto the ground like two police officers apprehending a fugitive. Her mouth was full of grass as they pushed her into the ground. Danny tried to fight off the guards, but was unable to.
Get off me! Get the fuck off me!
You lot, secure the doors. They don't get in. You two, calm everyone down and get them into the tunnels. If the dead get in, they don't get near the community.
Abbott started to walk away from the group, his guards around him, and the group started to notice members of the community emerge from their hiding place and gathered together to be led away into the tunnels that Abbott spoke of.
Well, I would love to say it's been nice to see you all, but I have things to do.
Abbott, don't you dare
Abbott,
come back!
Motherfucker! Abbott!
Get off her! She's fine. I have her.
Roach pushed the guards off Danny and picked her up, putting his arm around her. She quickly shoot it off, raising her hands up as if to say, I'm fine.
Roach, you have to get them out.
I'm getting you out.
No, no, you're not. Get them out. You look after them for me.
Pete, this isn't the time for this. We have to get you out.
Roach, he's not going to make it out. You know this. We have to go.
I'm staying here. I'm not leaving him. Roach, take Cal with you. Go.
No chance. You're coming. We're all getting out of here.
Danny. Babe. You have to go with them. You have to live for Cal. For me.
Pete,
for our baby.
No! I am not leaving!
Before the group had time to react, the doors to the stadium burst open and the dead started to flood in like a tidal wave of death. Within seconds, they had filled the field, forcing the group to run towards the stands. Danny looked back to see the entire field filled with the dead. The sound of screaming, growling and moans filled her ear. She knew that she could either run or fight, but the time to make a decision was running out. The Fallen, an Eerie Earth production. Written, directed and edited by Kieran Begg. Starring Saxon Davids as Pete Kirkland, Megan Chase as Danny Cunningham, Andrew Lodge as Roach, Beth Eltringham as Julia, Dorian Todd as Jake, Nicole Zivilich as Lily, Rick Oldroyd as Abbott, Peter Wyszynski providing additional voices, music by Peter Wyszynski and the Fallen theme by Ross Budgens. For more information, head over to eerieearth.com. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye for now.